This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Around 2,000 people rallied at the state capitol Saturday to protest the Trump administration's plans for mass deportations. The demonstration was organized by the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Denver's Channel 7 News spoke to Katie Leonard, a member of the group. She accused the administration of trying to portray all undocumented immigrants as criminals.
We've seen this week that that's just a narrative they're using in an effort to justify sending literal armies of law enforcement agents into our communities to terrorize immigrants, to separate families, and to spread fear. But the people are not afraid. The people are ready to stand with our immigrant communities and fight back.
Around 100 people also rallied in Colorado Springs. Colorado's Medicaid program was suspended, its largest provider of rights to medical appointments. Colorado Springs Base MedRide gave more than 420,000 rides a year, but officials say it has not been providing proper documentation in order to be reimbursed. The company says allegations of fraud have been settled, and it is busy trying to comply with orders to properly document the ride it gives. Permanent protections have been secured for more than 7,000 acres of land in western Colorado. The Colorado Westland Trust has announced a partnership with a landowner in Delta County to conserve the scenic Mesa area. The conservation easement covers land bordering the Gunnison Gorge National Conservation Area and provides habitat to wildlife. You're listening to CPR News in KRCC. Have a great Sunday.